CHMA caught up with Premier Susan Holt and Tourism Minister Isabelle Thériault on Wednesday afternoon at Bistro Le Chable in Baie Verte. The pair are touring the province this week, and we started asking them about their Wednesday itinerary.
Well, we started the day at Tony's Bistro in Dieppe.
Then this is the one in Moncton East on the road.
Oh, really?
Road.
Well, yeah, there are two locations.
The original. They have now four. Yeah. Tony's has grown to four locations, but we are at the original location of the best croissants in Moncton.
And then we went biking along the Chocolate River to see the tidal bore. Then after, we went to Murray Beach.
Provincial Park, and it was great to talk to the staff there about all of the increase in activity, increase in amenities, the rustic cabins that they have, the more service sites, and it was beautifully kind of quiet and a great place to hang out. Now we're here at the Bistro Le Chable, which has been a delicious place to have lunch. Feels like an undiscovered gem, although it's been really busy, so clearly discovered by lots of folks. Next is
Les Petits Fruits de Prédan Haut in Memram Cook. Then we're going to do a meet and greet at the Crooked Distillery, so people can come and meet Premier Holt. And then we're going and the team. And we're going to finish the evening at Les Jeux de l'Acadie, a celebration of all the sport teams from all the Francophone regions.
What have you been hearing from people? I'm guessing, you know, I mean, I know if you've been up in Murray Corner Provincial Park, one of the things you might have heard about a little is, you know, infrastructure like highway conditions and that sort of thing and the role that plays in tourism. Have you been hearing that from people?
Yeah, we did hear that from some of the folks there and actually here at the restaurant today that we've been chatting with, that that they love those assets and they want to see them showcased. And when you've got a very bumpy road that's been patched a lot of times, taking you to one of our provincial tourism assets, it maybe sends a message that we could improve.
Is there, I know that, you know, this is not like under the jurisdiction of the Minister of Tourism, although you do play a role in the prioritizing of some of these roads that get used. So how does that come across your desk? Have you heard a lot about transportation in these kind of rural areas that you're in?
Yes, we hear about it. It's a prerogative of the Department of Transport and Infrastructure, but of course I hear it as a Minister of Tourism, because as Premier said, we want to make sure that the access to the provincial parks are well entretenu,
yeah.
Well maintained. Sorry about that.
We talk about it as a team, right? Both how you plan the scheduling of investments in infrastructure and the work. When does the work get done? Because it's the busy season for construction and tourism at the same time. And we talk about how we can schedule those things best, how we're supporting rural areas, tourism assets, and communities with their priorities, and making sure that we're listening closely to the people of the region tell us what is their priority and that influences what we do next.
And this is the reason why it's important to go out and see, like, for us to be on the ground and listen to people and see those infrastructures. So that's so we do this touristic week, but at the same time we can see the province from our own eyes.
I would be remiss, being from Sackville, if I didn't ask about covered bridges, because as you, I'm sure you both know, we have a beloved covered bridge that's been closed for a while, and they're so iconic, they're associated with New Brunswick. Do you think that a covered bridge kind of program is going to figure into tourism planning in the future? It seems to cross over. I mean, no, this is another infrastructure question for you, but the Department of Transportation and Infrastructure doesn't really prioritize any bridge over another bridge, but you might find a different value in them.
Yes, these are beautiful assets that our province have. We have a lot of covered bridge in New Brunswick. So, but we're hearing people again, and we know that they're it's important for them to keep them. So I'm constantly having discussions with my colleague, Minister Chuck Chiasson, Minister of DTI, and he realizes also that these are important assets for province.
Yeah, and I would add, you say that DTI treats them all like a bridge. They don't, actually, right? DTI has a process for evaluating the value of an asset, and its touristic value is included in those considerations, as well as whether it's a route that's used for economic purposes, whether it's a route to a hospital or a school, whether it's a route where vulnerable people might be abandoned. Like, there's lots of consideration that goes into each of the assets, and so covered bridges are absolutely considered as not just bridges, but bridges with extra value when DTI is evaluating what kind of maintenance something needs, and its import, and how much we're prepared to invest in it, because the covered bridges are a tourism asset.
Yeah.
I mean, my aunt wrote a book once of drawings of covered bridges. So she has a little book of, she drew sort of pencil drawings of covered bridges all around the province, and sold that book as a tourism promotion, and tried to attract people to those. Yes. We're having that conversation with communities like Sackville that care very deeply for these pieces of their identity and history that we need to preserve. And so, absolutely, it's important to New Brunswickers, it's important to tourism, and it's important to us.
That's New Brunswick Premier Susan Holt and Tourism Minister Isabel Theriault speaking with CHMA on Wednesday afternoon at Bistro Le Chable in Baie Verte. In light of the province's demolition this week of the building which housed the former AULAC Visitor Information Centre and Tanchamar MLA Megan Mitten's call for the return of welcoming centres at provincial borders, CHMA asked Holt and Theriault to comment on any possible future for in-person provincial tourist bureaus in New Brunswick.
Well, when we arrived in government, we started a consultation about tourism. It's a consultation that's been starting this spring and it's ending this fall. So it was really to take the comments from the population, from the tourists, from the residents to see, like, what is important to you? Do you have ideas? Do you have suggestions? Can we do some things better? So we're just, nous sommes en train de compiler. We're, like, getting the results and we're going to do statistics. And at the end of that consultation this fall, we're going to elaborate a new strategy for the five next years. So I think there might be some discussions about that. So we're gonna see what the New Brunswickers told us, and we're gonna see how we can improve.
I think with those things, my understanding was people vote with their feet, and they stopped visiting them, and so the visitorship got really low. Nobody uses them anymore, and so you want to put your dollars where you're actually gonna grab tourists, and that's online. Like, we've looked at ways to digitally grab people, like the minute they cross the border, how can we push, you know, marketing information to their cell phones and to their vehicle systems, and because the visitorship at the information bureaus was decreasing and decreasing and decreasing and decreasing, and so it's a lot of infrastructure and staff to pay for that reaches very few people.
That's Premier Susan Holt and Tourism Minister Isabel Theriault speaking with CHMA on Wednesday from Bistro Le Chable in Baie Verte. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.